And Abimelech called Isaac and said, Behold, of a surety she is thy wife. And how saidst thou, She is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, Because I said, Lest I die for her. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And he said unto him, Thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, How hast thou broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore his name was called Perez. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouths we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? And Judah said, What shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also with whom the cup is found. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me, lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come on my father? And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, How old art thou? When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, We will not hide it from my lord, how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. And when they came to Reuel their father, he said, How is it that ye are come so soon today? And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And Moses said before the Lord, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me? And Moses said unto him, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. And Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, How long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, How long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Then wrought Bezaleel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding, to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And he said, Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me, for all the signs which I have showed among them? How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. How our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? How shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel! How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance, and your burden, and your strife? And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place. If thou shalt say in thine heart, These nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness. From the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until ye came unto this place, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day, and what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession, in the midst of all Israel. Take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, How did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. And if thou say in thine heart, How shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? How he met thee by the way, and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. For ye know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations which ye passed by. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And how much more after my death? How should one chase 1,000, and 2 put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, and the Lord had shut them up? For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the 2 kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, Peradventure ye dwell among us. And how shall we make a league with you? And they answered Joshua and said, Because it was certainly told thy servants, how that the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land, and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were sore afraid of our lives because of you, and have done this thing. Now it came to pass, when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai, and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel, and were among them. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? And Manoah said, Now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him? And she said unto him, How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. Then the 5 men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpah. Then said the children of Israel, Tell us, how was this wickedness? How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them of our daughters to wives? Then the elders of the congregation said, How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing the women are destroyed out of Benjamin? Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he hath finished the thing this day. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. But the children of Belial said, How shall this man save us? And they despised him, and brought him no presents. But he held his peace. Only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. Then said Jonathan, My father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how mine eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more if haply the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies, which they found? Or had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way, when he came up from Egypt. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousand, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. And David's men said unto him, Behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how that the Lord had delivered thee today into mine hand in the cave. And some bade me kill thee, but mine eyes spared thee, and I said, I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. And thou hast showed this day how that thou hast dealt well with me, forasmuch as when the Lord had delivered me into thine hand, thou killest me not. And the woman said unto him, Behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And David said unto him, How went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered, That the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also. And David said unto the young man that told him, How knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son be dead? And David said unto him, How wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? The beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty fallen? How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places. How are the mighty fallen, and the weapons of war perished? And Abner said again to Asahel, Turn thee aside from following me. Wherefore should I smite thee to the ground? How then should I hold up my face to Joab thy brother? Then Abner called to Joab and said, Shall the sword devour for ever? Knowest thou not that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be then ere thou bid the people return from following their brethren? How much more when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house upon his bed? Shall I not therefore now require his blood of your hand, and take you away from the earth? And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and said, How shall the ark of the Lord come to me? Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David, and said, How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. And it came to pass on the 7th day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself, if we tell him that the child is dead? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, Behold, my son which came forth of my bowels seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king tidings how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. For the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And Barzillai said unto the king, How long have I to live, that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? And Joab said unto the king, Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, an hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing? And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Thou knowest how that David my father could not build an house unto the name of the Lord his God for the wars which were about him on every side, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, How do ye advise that I may answer this people? And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred, and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Was it not told my lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, Mark, I pray you, and see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives, and for my children, and for my silver, and for my gold, and I denied him not. Seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee, that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, and his might that he showed, and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes, and said, Am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me, to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And his servants came near, and spake unto him, and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, Wash, and be clean? And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, See ye how this son of a murderer has sent to take away mine head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door, and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elisha restored to life. Then said Jehu to Bidkar his captain, Take up and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. For remember how that when I and thou rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord laid this burden upon him. But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, Behold, two kings stood not before him. How then shall we stand? Now the rest of the acts of Joash which he did, and his might, and how he fought with Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did, and his might, how he warred, and how he recovered Damascus and Hamath, which belonged to Judah, for Israel? Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Lord. How then wilt thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put thy trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste fenced cities into ruinous heaps. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And David was afraid of God that day, saying, How shall I bring the ark of God home to me? King of Hamath heard how David had smitten all the host of Hadarezer, king of Zobah. He sent Hadoram, told David how the men were served. And he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw, Will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. But the king said to him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Behold, I say how they reward us, to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Now therefore let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you on this matter, neither yet believe him. For no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of mine hand, and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less shall your God deliver you out of mine hand? And his prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sins and his trespass, and the places wherein he built high places, and set up groves and graven images before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers, to 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribing how much. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, For how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Then said I unto them, Ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house, to know how Esther did, and what should become of her. Now, and Haman told him of the glory of his riches, and the multitude of his children, and all the things wherein the king had promoted him, and how he advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people, or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth? How forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove? How long wilt thou not depart from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my spittle? How long wilt thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind? I know it is so of a truth. But how should man be just with God? How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him? How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water? How long will it be ere ye make an end of words? Mark, and afterwards we will speak. How long will ye vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrows in his anger. How then comfort ye me in vain, seeing in your answers there remaineth falsehood? Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, How doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? How then can man be justified with God? or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? How much less man that is a worm, and the Son of Man which is a worm? Hast thou helped him that is without power? How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? And how hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is? Lo, these are parts of his ways. But how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? How much less to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor, for they all are the work of his hands. How thy garments are warm when he quieteth the earth by the south wind. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Chief musician, a psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. O, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name for ever? Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? How he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan. How long, Lord? Wilt thou be angry for ever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? How long will he judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! How long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself for ever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? O, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. How he sware unto the Lord, and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. A song of degrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof? How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more then the hearts of the children of men? A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. How good is it? How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool for ever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse! How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices! I put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, O prince's daughter! The joints of thy thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a cunning workman. How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights! How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Surely the princes of Zoan are fools. The counsel of the wise counselors of Pharaoh is become brutish. How say ye unto Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? And the inhabitant of this isle shall say in that day, behold, such is our expectation, whither we flee for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria. And how shall we escape? How then wilt thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put thy trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste defense cities into ruinous heaps. Said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Yet I have planted thee a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? How canst thou say, I am not polluted, I have not gone after Balaam? See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary, traversing her ways. But I said, How shall I put thee among the children, and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts of nations? And I said, Thou shalt call me my father, and shalt not turn away from me. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. How do ye say, We are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will melt them and try them. For how shall I do for the daughter of my people? For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. How long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, He shall not see our last end. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shalt thou be when pangs come upon thee, the pain, as of a woman in travail? How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. And they asked Barak, saying, Tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? The word that the Lord spake to Jeremiah the prophet, how Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon should come and smite the land of Egypt. Baldness is come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is cut off with the remnant of their valley. How long wilt thou cut thyself? O thou sword of the Lord, how long will it be ere thou be quiet? Put up thyself into thy scabbard, rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing the Lord hath given it a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore? There hath he appointed it. How say ye, We are mighty and strong men for the war? All ye that are about him bemoan him, and all ye that know his name say, How is the strong staff broken, and the beautiful rod? They shall howl, saying, How is it broken down? How hath Moab turned the back with shame? So shall Moab be a derision and a dismaying to all them about him. How is the city of praise not left, the city of my joy? How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? How is Shishak taken? And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princes among the provinces, how is she become tributary? How hath the Lord covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger? How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, How are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? For thus saith the Lord God, how much more when I send my four sore judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, and the famine, and the noisome beast, and the pestilence, to cut off from it man and beast? Behold, when it was whole, it was meat for no work. How much less shall it be meat yet for any work when the fire hath devoured it, and it is burned? How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman. And they shall take up a lamentation for thee, and say to thee, how art thou destroyed that wast inhabited of seafaring men? The renowned city which wast strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants, which caused a terror to be on all that haunt it. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under foot? For how can the servant of this my lord talk with this my lord? For as for me, straightway there remain no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? Thy calf, O Samaria, hath cast thee off. Mine anger is kindled against them. How long will it be ere they attain to innocency? How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? Mine heart is turned within me, my repentings are kindled together. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. If thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? In that day shall one take up a parable against you, and lament with a doleful lamentation, and say, we be utterly spoiled. He hath changed the portion of my people. How hath he removed it from me? Turning away, he hath divided our fields. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his. How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How is she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in? Every one that passeth by her shall hiss and wag his head. Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast indignation these 80 years? For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty! Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maids. Thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness! No man can serve it. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even, brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye, thou hypocrite. Know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that he be as his master, and the servant as his lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, and are blameless? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, Seven, and a few little fishes. Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000? And how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000? And how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the 3rd day. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then went the Pharisees, and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. He saith unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? He went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. He went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus with him and said unto them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. When I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, How is it that ye do not understand? And he answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first, and restoreth all things. And how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things, and be set at naught. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And as touching the dead that they rise, have we not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not. And Jesus answered and said what he taught in the temple, How say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. And when they heard it, they were glad, and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And Pilate asked him again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? How he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat but for the priests alone. Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Return to thine own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way, and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? If ye, then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer, or what ye shall say. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief room, saying unto them, And when he came to himself, he said, How many hard servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. He called every one of his lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my lord? Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill and write 80. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. It came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. And he said unto them, How say they that Christ is David's son? David therefore calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free? Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? Then said they to him again, What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Judas saith unto him, Not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them, because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem, and for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company, or come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. But he, beckoning unto them with a hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of the Ephesians is a worshipper of the great goddess Diana, and of the image which fell down from Jupiter, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have showed you all things, how that, so laboring, ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And when it was told me how that the Jews laid wait for the man, I sent straightway to thee, and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee what they had against him. Farewell. God forbid. For then how shall God judge the world? How was it then reckoned, when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth? For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Know ye not that we shall judge angels, how much more things that pertain to this life? For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken, for ye shall speak into the air? Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation? Let all things be done unto edifying. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? And his inward affection is more abundant toward you, whilst he remembereth the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling ye received him, how that in a great trial of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. Ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it'll go with me. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. They themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe, as ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? I will, therefore, put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow.